Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Doing well, David. How about you?
Doing good. Today we're going to discuss four ways the browser inspector helps you build better websites.
Yeah, I think this is a great topic because when I was first starting to build websites and I like learned what the browser inspector was, it was like I had found like the holy grail because it was so useful and it was like a big light bulb moment kind of thing. And so, yeah, for those who aren't aware, every browser out there has developer tools that let you basically inspect the code on the page. And so I recommend Chrome. I think Chrome has the best. Chrome and Firefox, Safari is kind of wonky.
Yeah, Safari is a pain in the butt to use the inspector, just throwing in my two cents, Tim.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So I recommend Chrome or Firefox would be second. And basically, you right-click and select Inspect Element. And basically, what that does is it'll bring up a window that will show you the code of the site. So that brings us to our first point here is, in what way does the browser inspector help you build better websites? Well, it lets you see what the browser sees. And so if you think of what a website actually is, it is code. It's HTML code that references CSS and JavaScript. And so when you look at the browser inspect, you can see what the browser is seeing and how it kind of has the pages put together and how it references the CSS and so forth and how it all works together. Very powerful.
Yeah. Some very, very good points. I was very similar to you when I learned about Inspect Element in Chrome as well. It was like, it truly was like the Holy Grail because I had zero CSS knowledge when I started building websites with WordPress. So I basically started out with themes. And all I could do with the themes was replace the images. They would have a demo site set up. So the only thing that I could really do was change the text, change out the copy, and change out the images and build that demo exactly like it was. What the browser elements allowed me to do, what I found out with the inspecting element, was it allowed me to see exactly how CSS changes were on that page and gave me the ability to play around and test out and see changes live, which is, number two of how this browser inspector helps you.
Yeah, because just like you, I didn't know any CSS either. And so I remember like getting support from like a couple theme developers and they would say like, oh yeah, you can make that change. And they would like give me some copy and paste CSS. So I was familiar with the concept, but I had no idea how to write it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can do just what you said, David. You can make those CSS changes in the inspector and see the changes live and then copy and paste that into your website. Most themes have a custom CSS box. I think these days, if they don't, it might be a theme you should stay away from.
Yeah, I thought that they used to write CSS, just they had such a strong understanding of code that they would write it live when people would, hey, here, pop this, this snippet of code in, this should help you. I had no idea that they were using Inspect Element to, they were doing exactly what we're saying. They would request the URL of the site that we're working on, and then they would just go to the front end, Inspect Element, right click, see exactly which color and modify that color or padding, margin, spacing, whatever it was. And code was already written, and it's pretty intuitive, if you once you start to get a good understanding and stuff. So, so what's number three, Tim?
Number three is similar to being able to make CSS changes and see the changes live. You can actually do the same thing with the HTML. So when you right-click Inspect Element and you're looking into the browser inspector and you see all the HTML on the page, well, you can double-click or you can right-click and say Edit as HTML, and then you can make some changes live to the HTML and then see it, those changes reflected on the live site.
Yeah, so basically what you can do, and I'm going to kind of throw this out there as a question to you, Tim. Mm-hmm. I already know the answer to it, but I'm going to act like I'm one of our listeners and stuff. So basically what you're telling me with the CSS and HTMLs is I can, in essence, style from the inspect element on the front end, get it just like I want it to look, and then copy and paste that code and bring it over into my CSS box.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I do that a lot when building sites is I'll get it close just, you know, the first time around, and then I'll open it up in Chrome and do the inspect element and tweak the CSS and get it right and then copy and paste. It helps. A little tip, you want to keep track of what you're changing when you're changing it, because there's a lot of CSS on the page. And so if you make changes and forget to copy it, well, then you're not going to have those changes when you save and refresh the site. And so what I do is when I'm making some changes, I'll copy it into a blank text document. And so I'll have everything there. So if it's a change that I like, I'll copy it over, make some more changes. If I like it, I'll copy it over to the text document. Then I copy everything all at once over to the actual site so that I have almost like a backup too of that CSS. So I know exactly what I'm adding when and that sort of thing.
Right.
And then in terms of the HTML, it doesn't work quite the same way, you know, just because WordPress isn't a static HTML site. WordPress uses pages and posts and a database and everything. And if you're using a theme like the Divi theme, then there's the page builder. So HTML, you can't exactly just copy and paste over to your website once you make the changes in the inspector. It works a little bit differently, but what I like being able to edit the HTML for is if I want to like test out like, you know, a header title and I want to, you know, I'm playing around with it and seeing how it looks on the site. Well, I don't want to, you know, keep making those changes on the website having to refresh. I can make those changes in the inspector in the HTML and then see those changes right away. And I can see, for example, like, okay, well, it breaks to two lines here, and I don't want to, you know, mess too much with the CSS, so, you know, I'll kind of make changes. I don't know. So it's helpful to be able to edit the HTML live, though.
Awesome. And last but not least, number four on our list is it will help you debug JavaScript errors. So in the inspect element on your browser, it will let you know where errors are happening and stuff. So if you need to troubleshoot and you're having some issues, use the inspect element to troubleshoot some of your JavaScript errors. It'll show you exactly what's going on.
Yeah. I just want to comment on that. We use that a lot in my business for Divi Life because we create plugins. And so my support team will use that to see if there's conflicts. So a customer will say, hey, the plugin's not working. So we'll look on their site and we can see if there's any JavaScript errors. Basically, a plugin that has JavaScript that's conflicting with the JavaScript in our plugin, and we can identify where the error is. And it's a really helpful tool. So if something's going wrong in your website, that can be a great first step to see if there's any JavaScript errors in the console of the inspector.
Well, I think that's about all from me, Tim. Is there anything else from you?
No, that is everything I wanted to say, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, there are four ways that should help you build better websites by using the Browser Inspector. Thanks again for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 53, show notes, four ways the Browser Inspector helps you build better websites. And if you love us and you like hearing me and Tim talk about all these WordPress-related business topics, head on over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review, comment, engage with us on our website and the show notes. We'd love to hear from you. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.